Welcome to an all-new Off the Wall on YesNetwork.com. Chris Sheeran and Joe Auriemma give their opinions on the latest happenings surrounding Yankees baseball, as well as dive into the hottest topics in the sports world. And now, here are your hosts, Chris Sheeran and Joe Auriemma.
Hey everybody, welcome to another edition of the Off the Wall podcast. Just a reminder, if you like what you're listening to, you can go to iTunes and you could subscribe to the Off the Wall podcast, very easy, or you can just come to yesnetwork.com and click on the little play button and listen to Joe Auriemma and myself break down the latest in New York sports. And this week, unfortunately, Joe, we have the task of really quickly, we're going to do a little brief podcast today. And then on Monday, we're going to welcome in the newest member of the Yes Network family, Meredith Marakovitz.
Yes, she will be premiering right here on Off the Wall.
On the Off the Wall podcast. So you'll want to tune in to Monday's show as well. But we had to come on today and talk a little bit about Jabba Chamberlain and what happened to him on Thursday. And that's the fact that he was playing with his son on a trampoline and he dislocated his ankle. Now, Brian Cashman, when he was asked about this, you know, his reaction was pretty much...
He was definitely shaken up.
He was shaken up. He was stunned. We don't know. They're not really letting on too much, Joe, but this could be career-threatening.
It could be, and the details are really starting to slowly come out now, talking about how it was a compound dislocation where the bone went through the skin. He was actually losing so much blood that the paramedics were fearing for the life of Jabba Chamberlain.
Oh, my God.
This is a serious injury, and it was a serious deal when it happened right in front of his own son Carter, something that I'm sure his own son will probably not forget.
Very tough to deal with.
Just an awful situation
for
Jabba Chamberlain.
Right, I'm not a doctor, okay? I don't play one on TV either, but my wife severely hurt her ankle when she was 15 years old, and she's 31.
And still not right.
And she's still limping. She cannot put any weight. She just had surgery. They lengthened. This is not a dislocation. She just blew apart her ankle bone. It's not the same thing.
Right.
But to put the speculation out there that this might be career threatening isn't really ringing a panic bell. It's actually the God's honest truth.
And I spoke to Lou DiPietro, our newest guy here at YesNetwork.com, and we were discussing this in length. Talking about how, you know, you're talking about your wife, and it's not the same. This is a professional pitcher
who
uses that ankle
power.
To pivot, to plant, to pitch.
He's a power
pitcher. This is really a career-threatening injury. This could be the last time we see Jabba Chamberlain as a member of the Yankees. I don't want to go on and speculate that this is something that, you know, we might never see him again.
We don't know. This
is definitely something that the Yankees, Jabba Chamberlain, everybody is concerned, not just about whether this guy is going to pitch again, but, you know, what is this going to mean for Jabba Chamberlain, the person?
You know, the Yankees go from, you know, their back end of the bullpen, Robertson, Soriano, and Rivera. Well, you know Rivera's the last one, Soriano and Robertson, who knows. And D-Rob is coming back from his freak injury, carrying boxes in his house. And, you know, we were down at spring training, and we were talking about, gosh, this bullpen is really going to look excellent at the All-Star break. Jabba was ahead of the curve with his comeback from
John surgery. He was talking about coming back a month early June instead of July.
He was talking about end of May, June to come back. So it's really – this really throws a curve into the Yankees' bullpen, which thought was going to be very, very strong. Look, it's still strong. But the addition of Jabba Chamberlain at the All-Star break or before is like getting a trade
at that point.
So now you're not looking at that, and you're just hoping that this guy could actually function as a human being. Forget about pitching.
Yeah.
You're talking about he's got to be able to walk, which he will be able to do, but it's a long road to recovery for this dislocation. And if you're saying, I didn't know the bone came out.
Yeah.
And if he lost a lot of blood to the point where they were fearing for his life, this is
very,
very serious.
I mean, there could be arteries involved here that we don't even... Like I said, the details are starting to slowly come out now. But again, once that bone breaks the skin, that is not good because the skin holds and the muscles hold that bone in as a pocket. And once that comes out... you saw what it did to Joe Theismann's career.
His career ended.
Napoleon McCallum with the Raiders. I mean, this is nothing to really look at and say, wow, you know.
But you brought up the best point, Joe. And the best point that people could have out there is that Jabba Chamberlain is a power pitcher, and it's his right ankle, correct?
Yeah.
It's his push-off ankle.
Right.
And if you're a power pitcher and you don't have strength in that ankle, you're not pitching anymore.
And again, our own Lou DiPietro, giving him credit, came out with the point and said, listen, when he's coming back from injury, he was throwing. He was on a throwing program with his elbow. Now he's got to worry about possibly not even walking until, you know, for 4 months. And then he's got to start his throwing program all over again.
And I feel so bad for this kid because, you know, start a reliever. And then he gets to Tommy John. And if you follow him on Twitter, he was just so excited. New arm, new chapter. This was him coming back. And, you know, these guys work hard.
Yeah.
And we saw him down in spring training. And every bullpen session he threw, he just got more confident.
Yeah.
And he would walk around and he'd walk in the clubhouse. There'd be a pep in his step. So to see this happen to him, I mean, even if you hate the Yankees, if you're a baseball fan, this should crush you.
I mean, if you saw his avatar on Twitter, he was super excited about Andy Pettitte coming back.
Mm-hmm.
It's a shot of him and Andy Pettitte, you know, talking about how he wanted to be, you know, learning from Andy Pettitte again. He learned a lot of valuable lessons from him when Andy was here, you know, before his retirement, and now his buddy is back. And you know, it's a crushing blow to the Yankees bullpen. And the other thing that Jabba was going to provide when he came back was the safety net that, you know,
if
you
Robertson goes down,
right,
if Soriano
not,
goes
not
down.
Not just even if they go down, but the point that you don't want to burn these arms out
that too.
Before the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
You have Jabba Chamberlain.
And
absolutely. And you don't know what you're going to get from the Wades of the world and the lefties that they have who are just specialists. Those, you know, Jabba was going to be that guy that
but
was going to be the safety net.
Here's another thing people could think about. The Yankees have a rich farm system, especially with arms. With Andy Pettitte coming back, this was going to really retard the progress of these kids down on the farm. I'm not saying this is a good thing to happen
right.
to Jabba Chamberlain.
But it could open up opportunities.
But this could open up another opportunity. I'm not saying there's another Jabba Chamberlain down on the farm, but who knows? Someone else could emerge from Scranton, from Trenton. You don't know.
And to me, I do not want them to, you know, I've heard already Mike Francesa talk about it today and some of the media talk about it today about how Joe Girardi might have a decision now. This might have made Girardi's decision a little bit easier to now put Phil Hughes back in the pen. I don't want to hear that. You're either going to make this kid a starter or you're going to put him
we
in the bullpen.
We talked about this
and
already.
I don't even want to put him in the
it's
bullpen.
It's one or the other.
Just keep him in the rotation
exactly.
right now. He's pitching lights out. The changeup has been great. It's been a great
his
pitch.
Curveball
from, his
curveball in spring training has been, is it's 12 to 6. It's
his
ridiculous.
Velocity's up. He looks really good right now, really confident. Now, don't mess up. Don't do what you did to Jabba Chamberlain.
Not for nothing. Adam Warren looked pretty impressive last night.
The young guys look good, man. I'm very impressed. This is an opportunity now for these guys to kind of prove that they can be on this level.
But just awful news, just to reiterate, awful news on Jabba Chamberlain. Joe and I, we felt we needed to come on here and just discuss what was going on with the Yankees now, especially with the Jabba situation. Again, the dislocation of his ankle, the bone coming out of the skin, just really gruesome details. And to have this all happen with your child around is
just
compounds this even more. So just an awful occurrence for Jabba and the Yankees. And it's awful to see this guy and how he was so pumped to be coming back. And every day was just another step on the road. And
we just did an A-list. We just did an A-list and we talked about manias. And the one mania that we'll always remember is Jabba mania from 2007. And, you know, when
curse
he came
midges.
Up, I mean, he came up and he was a phenom. And that's what New York does. And that's what sports is really about these days. You know, you don't see, you know, the Derek Jeters, you know, he was a kind of a phenom when
gradually
he came up.
Coming
but
along.
He gradually came along and became a superstar. These guys come up. The media builds them up so much. There's so much expected from them. When Jabba Mania happened, it was like, this guy's a star. he hadn't really proved anything yet to that point, but he's a star. And to see him have all of these setbacks, go from starter to reliever,
really,
and then, you know, go through injuries with the Tommy John, and now this, it is a devastating blow to his career. It's a devastating blow to the Yankees bullpen, and it's a devastating blow to him and his family personally.
Absolutely, and we'll see how this shapes up for the Yankees this year and shapes out. And see if anybody else gets an opportunity here down the stretch, one of these kids down on the farm. You know, we talked to Warren, we talked to Phelps, we talked to Mitchell, and they all said the same thing. You know, it doesn't matter who's here, who's gone. We still have to take care of business.
Right.
So we'll see. We'll see. But like we said, on Monday, we're going to welcome in the newest member of the S family.
The introduction of our new Yankees clubhouse reporter, Meredith Marakovitz, right here. You're going to hear her first
on the
right
Off the Wall
here
podcast.
On the Off the Wall podcast.
Exclusively.
Absolutely.
On the Off the Wall podcast.
And she is going to be in Tampa next week. And it's going to be, you know, the introduction, kind of a trial by fire for Meredith going right in, kind of at the end of spring training here, preparing herself for the new season. So it's going to be great to have her on board
Absolutely.
As well.
Absolutely. And we're going to try to get her on whenever we can when there's breaking news. Just for example, like this Java information, if this happens during the season, we'll try to get Meredith on and we'll have like a mini podcast just so everybody gets the latest information on what's going on. So we're going to try to implement that on the podcast as well. We do this all for you, the fans. For Joe Auriemma, I'm Chris Sheeran. We'll see you on Monday with the newest member of the Yes family, Meredith Marakovitz, right here on YesNetwork.com.
The Off the Wall podcast comes to you each week on iTunes and YesNetwork.com. If you like what you're listening to, simply subscribe to the show on iTunes. And if you have an extra minute, leave a comment and rating.